everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Labor Day 38. It's the 38th annual Labor Day sale from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Coming this Thursday, Friday, September 14th and 15th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering 50,000 head, including 8,000 yearling steers, 5,800 yearling heifers, 16,600 wean calves, 14,800 calves on cows, and 3,600 bred stock. We'll be starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time with the auction. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30. If you'd like to get more information about a particular lot, check out the videos of the calves that will be selling. You can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or, as always, call for information at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Labor Day 2017 sale coming the 14th, 15th of September. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
All right, welcome back. Livestock futures were mixed in light trade today. The lack of support in lean hog futures, pulling back from late week buyer support that helped to stabilize the hog complex. This added questions of market uncertainty for the rest of the week. Cattle markets, though, were mostly higher, although light volume was creating some softness throughout the market. Corn prices were higher in light trade today. September corn futures about 0.75 cents higher. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 250 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 73 points. Early buyer support stepped into live cattle trade today, but was driven by strong upward movement in the feeder cattle complex and spillover activity from late last week. But this momentum slowed as traders backed away from the complex on Monday. Live cattle futures remained mixed in a narrow trading range at midday, with prices hovering from 42 cents lower in front month October contracts to 22 cents higher in deferred contracts. Beef cutouts today were lower, 22 cents lower in fact, with select and down 64 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light box movement of 97 total loads reported. In feeder cattle, light gains were able to hold today, but this was a far cry from the aggressive buyer support seen throughout the end of last week, as well as the overall support seen early in the session. Traders were focused on continued commercial buyer support that stepped into nearby and deferred contracts, although the tone of the fundamental market activity remained sluggish over the last couple of weeks. Grain futures were mixed today after attempts to firm overnight ran out of gas. Hurricane Irma continued to lash at the southeast, bringing with it rain this week as far inland as the Ohio River Valley. Corn prices were a little lower today and held to a narrow range overnight. December futures couldn't hold on to any early rebound attempt, but was above last week's lows. Soybeans tried to hold on to small gains, which kept November futures to an inside day following Friday's break. And finally, wheat prices eased at all three markets, where December contracts took out Friday's lows. USDA could trim a little off of ending stocks in Tuesday's report, but major changes are not anticipated. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.